We've got some more live-action Disney movies in the works, because everybody is really
asking for them.
Yeah, everybody loves these. Yep. Everybody wants more. Yeah.
The direction that Disney's going right now with the live-actions, I feel they're going to get like Ariana Grande or something like that to be Tiana.
Disney would not dare change that character.
Street Fighter 6. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles are gonna be new challengers.
We've got the return of Batman the Animated Series, but
without
obviously
Kevin Conroy.
Yeah. With the success of Barbie, older toys from the past are now going to the box office. Thanks, Barbie. Look what you did.
Let's talk about it.
Welcome to the SFLs. This is your host, Bogus Bird, and joining me today, we've got the Bubble Guts Sufferer, Agent K.
What's going on, guys?
Followed by the Forefront Gunning Machine, Hot Dog Whisperer,
Gun Sucker.
You got me.
A-hole.
I was about to do my pose and everything.
Oh, he's angry! He's angry!
Just like a lot of people are going to be when they hear today's story. Gentlemen, we got to start off hot, man.
We're starting off hot.
Disney, they're at it again. Oh,
what are you doing now?
What you got for us there, Brother B? What
again.
You got
for us? All right, well, first story of the day. We've got some more live-action Disney movies in the works. Yes, because everybody is really
asking for them.
Yeah, everybody loves these. Yep. Everybody wants more. Yeah. Yeah,
right.
Totally. Every single Disney movie, we wanted in live action.
Fantastically, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. The next victim is going to be Tangled.
Mm.
Tangled, yes. Yes, that's not even an animated movie. It's a 3D, one of those CGI movies.
So
Tangled came out in 2010.
2010, yeah.
Guys, this movie is not that old. Not really.
No, it's 13 years old. 13?
Mm-hmm. I mean, okay. When they started doing this, it was like, okay. You know, they started with the older stuff, right? Like the stuff that kind of might need a facelift, something for the new generation, something
kind of like Snow White.
Okay, that's garbage. But
yeah,
like Sleeping Beauty, they went with Beauty and the Beast. They went with the Dalmatians, you know, prior to these more recent ones. But those were, you know, movies back from the 50s, 60s. You know, it's been a good minute.
Right.
Since those have seen, like, you know, Disney iteration, new up-to-date ones. But this, a 13-year-old movie, what are they thinking? Is this a cash grab?
I think so. I feel like a lot of these have been cash grabs.
Well, yeah.
Honestly, they're probably just going to remake all the movies, even though, like, they're still new or recent.
Yeah, right. I mean, I've heard that, like, Maui is in the works for, like, live action, isn't it?
Someone
or
like
Moana,
that.
My bad.
Oh, I thought he was just in the talks that The Rock wanted to make the.
It's already in the works. Yeah,
it's gonna happen.
Yeah, they already casted Lilo. They casted, of course, The Rock. He's gonna be playing Maui again.
Wait, did you call her Lilo?
Like Moana?
Did I?
Yeah.
Oh, I did say Lilo. My bad.
Yeah, Moana.
They're both Hawaiian.
Same day. You're right. Moana, my bad. But Lilo and Stitch was another one that they had in the works. They'd cast Lilo and a few other characters.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think filming has started on that one too, huh?
I think it did. And then because of the whole strike and everything's on pause for now.
Right.
The Moana one, that one's pretty fresh too. It's not that old. It's
like 5 years old?
Something like that, yeah.
2016. Moana's from 2016. That's 7 years.
Yeah.
That's a 7-year-old movie.
Yeah.
First of all, where's the sequel? Where's the sequel to Moana 2?
Mm-hmm. You know what? Moana was good enough to where I think they could get a sequel.
I think so.
If they wrote the story out right.
Yeah. That's one that I've watched many times. Mostly because my kids are watching it, but every time it's on, it's like I'm watching it.
You know you're watching it because you love it.
I love the two songs from it.
You like the crab part.
I do.
That's a
shiny.
Good part.
That's shiny.
A good part.
With the lips.
That's a good song, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And the You're Welcome. Yeah, man. Yeah.
I ain't gonna lie.
I like it's a good movie. Moana's a good movie.
I ain't gonna lie. Mm-hmm. The rooster was one of my favorite characters in that movie.
you identified with it? Yeah.
No, I thought of my little brother.
Is that over your
there, Mr. AJK? How to feed him, how to make sure he was good, not heading the wrong direction, you know what I mean?
I don't think you ever did any of that.
Mm-hmm. Don't lie.
So Tangled was actually a good movie.
It was.
It was. It wasn't that bad.
Yeah, I actually liked it too.
Yeah. But still, it's a 13-year-old movie.
Yeah.
Why?
Pretty new, relatively new compared to like other Disney works.
Agreed. I mean, I'm not saying that I want this.
No.
Because but if they're going to do anything at all, it shouldn't be something that's still fairly fresh, fairly new. I don't know what they're doing.
Why don't they make like a Woody movie like they did for Buzz Lightyear? Because Disney owns Pixar too, right? I think.
Yeah, if I'm not mistaken, they are allowed to do whatever they want. They kind of work independently under Disney.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm not mistaken. Umbrella. But yeah, man, it's I don't know, dude. I didn't watch The Little Mermaid. I watched Pinocchio, but it was
bad.
I didn't like it. I didn't like it.
And they used to be one of your favorite ones, huh?
Like back animated? In the day. Yeah.
I honestly gave up on all the new ones.
The live actions. Disney.
Yeah. That.
Yeah. I don't know. I think I liked what they did with Beauty and the Beast. I think that was a good one. The one with Cruella, I liked it because it didn't have to do with the Dalmatians just yet. It kind of was like her backstory, her how she turned into Cruella and all that.
I
think. Huh?
You just think she's hot.
I'm not saying she's not, but no, but I thought it was a pretty interesting take on the Cruella character.
Fair.
It was its own independent story, you know?
Right. Kind of like the Maleficent, how they based it off of the bad guy.
Correct, yeah.
Yeah, they kind of did their own thing with it.
Yeah, like if you want to take characters from these movies and like make independent movies from them, I think that would be cool. But for you to just like go back and like recreate, like reimagine some of these works, I don't know. I'm not really feeling it. I think they're already established. I think you should just leave them as is. If you want to reanimate them and like maybe like revoice them, okay, cool. But I don't think live action is working for me. Like when I have kids, I'm probably gonna sit them down and have them watch the original
anime. Oh yeah. Right. Movies. Most definitely. That's what I'm gonna do. Just the classic original OGs.
Yeah.
I'm not throwing in any of the live action in there, honestly. Maybe Beauty and the Beast and the ones we just spoke about, but not like the
crappy
ones.
No.
I haven't even thought about that. Just like Kay said, maybe reanimate them and then revoice them. Kind of just, you know, reanimated version, reboot, whatever you want to call
it.
Clean it up, maybe. Well, I mean, they've done that for years, remastered. But like completely redo it. That could be interesting, maybe. Maybe. I think I would be more interested in that. Opposed to these live action ones, I don't know. It's an interesting idea. I haven't thought about that.
Yeah, and then with that, like I get there's things that you want to change in the story, and I feel like that would be okay as long as it's not like a major change.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah.
And that's just my opinion. Like I feel like it would be for me a better choice to do that than to do live action movies.
They're going to do it regardless, right? These live-action movies. Another one that's on the list, Guns. I happen to know that you like this one, and you've talked about this one in the past.
I ain't going to say I like it, but it's one of the good ones.
All right.
One of the most recent ones. The Princess and the Frog. And I know we talked about this a few episodes ago, and I know Disney's listening, you know, top viewer.
Of course.
Listening to our opinions.
Yeah.
Listens to the fans.
Yeah, Bob Iger. Friend of the show.
That guy.
I was just waiting for it. I wasn't saying anything. I knew it was coming somewhere.
Yeah, I'm going to stop doing it, man. I think I got to stop. He said.
He got into it because of James Gunn, you know.
Right.
Of course. James Gunn, you know, he listens all the time.
Right.
Also a friend of the show.
Totally. Yeah, very much
and,
so.
He goes to Bob Iger one day. He says, you know, hey, you got to listen to this podcast. He got some really good ideas.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how that came to be.
Yeah, yeah. They definitely must be listening because Gunn stated a few weeks back that
make all a these live action one.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And it's happening. Yeah, they heard Gunn's and they're like, "Yep, let's do it." Mm-hmm, Princess mm-hmm. the Frog.
But the direction that Disney's going right now with the live actions, I feel they're going to get like Ariana Grande or something like that to be Tiana. You know, they get the balls, right? Mm-hmm. They're going to do it.
But they could. They should.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Why mm-hmm. not? Yeah. They like switching everybody's roles.
Mm-hmm. Snow White, Little Mermaid.
Mm-hmm. Switching races. Sometimes I feel like they have a whole bunch of, like a jar, right? And they have a whole bunch of ideas in there. And they're mm-hmm. just like, what kind of character should we make Tiana? Let's see. She's going to be a turtle. And, oh, God.
Instead of a frog?
She's the one. Yeah, she's turning into a turtle. But we're still calling it Princess and the Frog.
It's going to be Princess and a Ninja Turtle.
That was leftovers from last week's episode.
Yeah. Yeah. I figured. You know those, like, those Mad Lib books or Ad Lib books where, like, it's like two people and you're just reading off, like, all right, give me a verb. All right, give me a noun. Give me mm-hmm. a name. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what they're doing over at Disney. That's what's going on. That basically has to be it.
Okay, but sticking back to the story, mm-hmm. I'm seeing they're getting Zoe Kravitz, I'm pretty sure, to be Tiana, right?
Yeah,
that's but what I'll instead say. Of changing the main character, which is the princess, it looks like they're changing the race of the prince into Robert Pattinson.
Into Robert Pattinson, yeah. Please see.
So he's getting a swap.
Oh. Mm. It's been a long while since I've watched this. Was the prince a black dude in this one?
He's that's not right a there. Black dude, but yeah.
I think he's black.
I thought he was like Egyptian or something.
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, okay, yeah, yeah.
He black, right?
He looks... He's a Mexican. Bro, he looks Mexican.
But he's not Mexican.
No. He's like... I'm telling you, he's like Egyptian or something, I think. Or, like, so, like, technically still part of Africa, I think, but, like, he's supposed to be, like, some sort of prince or...
Well, if Robert Pattinson's playing the prince, in this sense, I think they're doing it right. Okay? The main character is obviously the girl, right? Tiana. Mm-hmm. She's the main character, and Disney would not dare change that character. They wouldn't dare. No. The backlash that they would get if they swapped her. Dude, Disney would be out of business.
But they can get a Mexican to play her and instead of Tiana. She can be called Tiana.
No.
What?
You know what? If they did that, they'd be like, nope, this isn't based in New Orleans anymore. Where's it at?
I ain't saying it.
Guns? Guns?
Texas.
Also acceptable.
Where were you going for?
I know where he was going for.
I knew it.
But look, if they do the race swap for Little Mermaid, and they did it for
Snow White,
why not just go all the way? Full blown, you starting to race swap all the princesses like two movies ago.
Oh, I see.
Just go all the way. Pull out your big Disney
Willie
and hit everybody in the face with it.
You know why. You know why, Guns. And for that reason, they wouldn't dare. Would not dare.
Yeah, they want to play this game. Go all the way. Play it all the way through.
Yeah, you're not wrong. You're not wrong, but they wouldn't dare. But yeah, Robert Pattinson, I think he's a much more of a minor character. Most of the time, he's a frog anyways, right? In this movie?
I mean, both of them are, I think, through like 90% of the movies.
Yeah. If I remember correctly, the prince shows up, and then I think that same night or the night after, that's when mm-hmm. he turned into a frog.
Ah,
because he gets tricked into it by the Shadow Man, who I thought was very cool.
He's a cool villain.
I thought he was a pretty cool villain. I thought he was very unique.
Yeah. What about him? If they race swap him,
oh Lord,
you'll get a hunky
white guy.
Ryan Gosling.
No, you heard of us, the Stealth Cracker, the guy that cooks the crawfish and everything from Louisiana? They're going to get him.
What the hell?
To be Shadow Man.
Oh, my God. You know. Wow. Okay, I wouldn't put it past Disney. They would do something like that.
What about Raymond?
Raymond is a fly. He's a firefly.
Oh, his name's already Spanish. They're going to get George Lopez.
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Excuse me, bro.
Hey, guys. Have you heard of The Essay Files?
No. What's that?
It's a weekly podcast that discusses entertainment news. They focus on topics surrounding Marvel movies, TV shows, DC movies, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Power Rangers, anime news, pop culture properties such as Aliens and Predator, and various other geek culture series and movies.
That sounds awesome. I'm a huge fan of all those things.
Me too. I've been listening to it for weeks now, and it's really funny. The hosts are very knowledgeable about their stuff, and they always have a lot of interesting things to say.
So how do I subscribe?
You can subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you can listen to a podcast.
Awesome. I'm going to do it right now.
You won't regret it.
Oh, my God.
No.
It's going to be George Lopez.
So Raymond is, I think he's like a Creole. He has that thick Louisiana accent.
Yeah.
He's literally a firefly.
Or the Stell Cracker can be Raymond. His voice. He has a straight southern voice.
Kind of looks like him too.
My name Raymond.
I guess they're at least casted correctly for Tiana. So I mean, it's kind of hard to screw this one up. I don't know. It's Disney.
Yeah.
It's Disney.
Yeah. They'll find a way.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of reptiles or amphibians, I feel there's going to be a new challenger soon.
Or has it been talked about?
There's going to be a collaboration.
Oh, okay. Oh?
For Street Fighter 6.
Do tell, Brother Guns.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles are going to be new challengers you will be able to select.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. So, this isn't really a new concept for like Street Fighter to do. Mm-hmm. A few years ago, when I think it was like Street Fighter, I want to say it was 4 Arcade Edition. Oh, mm-hmm. You know what it was? It was Street Fighter Cross Tekken.
Ah, okay.
They started putting in like random characters. They put in like the OG Mega Man where he was like fat and the little blue bomber. He had like his little pistol. They had put in, I think, Pac-Man, which like whack. Pac-Man was like in a big like robot fighter. It was like a drum with the face and like.
I gotta see this.
I didn't care for it personally.
Ooh. Oh wow.
Yeah, that was his thing. That's Mega Man right there.
Oh my God.
Yeah, they had like the OG, the fat man.
Yeah.
Not the little blue bomber.
Yeesh. That's like from the cover of the first game, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeesh. So glad he got a makeover.
Yeah.
Kind of looks like.
It was pretty bad.
Kind of looks like CK in pajamas.
I don't even want to know how you know what he looks like in pajamas.
Oh, I know. Terrible. But yeah, Turtles have joined fighting games in the past.
They have.
Yeah, I know that they were in one of the Mortal Kombats. I think it might have been Injustice. I think so.
I feel they'll fit in just right, except for how they're supposed to be like more comic-y than like Street Fighter style. Yeah. But I think it can be a good mix just because they're ninjas. They got movesets, you know, they're individual movesets for each one, like different styles. I'm just curious what their super or ultras are going to be.
Yeah, and like I guess like Battletoads also were like in Killer Instinct, I think, the remake. If I'm not mistaken, they were.
Oh, wow.
Which is pretty interesting. So it's not really a new thing to put like, you know, amphibious characters from our childhood into fighting games. I think it'll be cool. I think it'll be a nice little way to mix it up, so long as they don't...
Screwed!
...up the character designs.
Nah, it shouldn't be too bad. It says costumes, so like characters that are already in the game, and then they get the
skins.
Yeah.
That wouldn't be too bad, I guess. Just like Raphael or Donatello with Ryu's movesets.
Ryu, Akuma, and Ken, and Dan.
Yeah, you know, kind of cool. Kind of cool to see some turtles still, you know, making their rounds, making appearances here and there,
making a comeback.
Yeah.
You gotta capitalize while it's hot, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. It should be available now. I saw August 8th. So surely
yesterday.
These turtles are already on Brother J's console. Mm-hmm. I'm sure he's already tested them out. He's already played through them. I'm certain of it. Certain of it.
Yeah.
Next up on the news, guys, we got a little bit of an update for Deadpool 3. Everything's still currently on halt. Nothing's moving forward. But it looks like Ryan Reynolds and Hugh Jackman have stated that they will, one of the villains, if not the main villain, will be Professor Xavier's twin sister. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to lie. I'm not very familiar with this character.
I know nothing about this character.
But apparently, Cassandra Nova will allegedly serve as the main villain for the film.
Nova!
As in Casanova?
No. I mean, that's probably what they're going with. But apparently, in Marvel Comics, Cassandra Nova is a character linked to the X-Men series. Created by Grant Morrison and Frank Quitely, she first appeared in New X-Men number 114 in 2001. She's a psychic entity and the twin sister of Charles Xavier, also known as Professor X, who founded the X-Men.
Does it say anything what her power set is? And of course, for the movies, they could switch it up. I mean, just like Kamala, you know, Miss Marvel. Yeah. They could switch up the power sets if they want. So, I mean, not that it really matters, I guess, but it matters.
Yeah.
I mean...
Mm-hmm.
Cassandra possesses telepathy comparable to Charles Xavier. After copying the DNA of Charles Xavier, the Mumadrai, I don't know what that is, Cassandra Nova accessed the full spectrum of latent mutant functions in his genome. This means she has the powers of Charles Xavier, the ones he could have had, and the ones he might receive as a result of latent mutation.
So she's so a stronger version
like
of
she
X.
is
Professor
kind
X.
of Xavier pushed to the limits, almost. Like, she has full roam of his powers, of anything he could and can potentially do.
Just as a Professor X 2.0.
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah, damn, okay.
Granting itself vast psionic powers, these powers include telepathy, telekinesis, and the ability to release an astral form, which she focuses both her telepathy and telekinesis. She has all the powers of the average Mumadrai as well.
Well, that could be interesting. I guess we'll just have to wait and see. Apparently, she has already been casted. Emma Corrin is going to be taking that role. And Emma Corrin, I'm not super familiar with her, but she's been in such films as Policeman. She's been The Crown on Netflix. Misbehavior. Yeah. Not a whole lot there.
Mm-hmm.
The Crown is probably the biggest thing she's got right now.
Yeah.
These movies, they don't look familiar to me.
Mm-hmm.
But cool.
So, side note, guys, about Deadpool 3. I just have a little question for you guys.
All right. Mm-hmm.
You know how some of the original classic X-Men are supposed to be in there, like Jean, Scott, Professor X, and all that?
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
I don't know if you guys heard. Supposedly, have you heard that Scarlet Witch is supposed to be in it too?
Deadpool 3? Yes.
Yeah. I have.
Who would win in a fight? Scarlet Witch or the Phoenix?
Phoenix.
I don't know. It depends on what stage, I guess, the Scarlet Witch would be in. I mean, she gets stupid powerful.
The one she was at in Doctor Strange, let's say.
Ooh.
Or the Phoenix.
I mean, they're both very, very powerful in different ways.
Mm-hmm.
Ah, man, that's a good one. That'd be a really good matchup.
Yeah, I honestly don't know. I think strength-wise, probably Phoenix. Magic-wise, I don't know. There's so many variables, like BB said. It'd be a good match. I think it's a tough one.
Yeah.
I personally think the Scarlet Witch would win. Because I know the Phoenix can revive Jean Grey's body if she were to be killed, as long as the soul is still intact. But I have a feeling if Scarlet Witch just destroys Jean Grey's body, the Phoenix will revive later, like decades or whatever, in somebody else. Because don't forget, in the movie, that wasn't the what was written on the walls on her whatever castle thing, mm-hmm. when they're looking for the book, that she was meant to rule the world or something like that, or the universe.
Yeah, that's a good question, man. It's a good matchup for sure.
Mm. You think they're going to do it?
Nah. they might have a small battle, but I don't think it'll be the main thing. I mean, it's a Deadpool movie, you know? Mm. So they might tease it, but it probably won't be anything big, but it'll be cool to see if it happens.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, I'm touching myself tonight.
Moving on to the next story, guys. We've got the return of the Dark Knight, kind of Batman the Animated Series, but
without obviously Kevin Conroy.
Yeah, that's going to be, man, Kevin Conroy made that Batman. He made that voice. Batman. You know, it's an iconic voice.
Mm-hmm.
I know that Batman has had other voice actors in the past in different series and video games and movies, but man, like, if you want to go animated, especially with this style, and this is supposed to be like a return of the same series, I mean, it's not going to feel the same.
No, mm-hmm. for sure.
It's just like, you know, I can respect the art because it is a really good art style for Batman.
Yeah.
But man, just I don't know, man. The voice actor is. It sucks.
He's part of the character.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He is the character, I think, in the animated series.
Yeah.
For sure. This is going to put a lot of weight on the voice actor who's going to voice Batman in this new series.
Big shoes to fill.
Yeah. Yeah. Nothing. Yeah. Just good luck to him. It's good. Yeah. It's just, I think you covered it. You said it right there. Big shoes to fill.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, dude, this, I mean, animated series, more Batman. Cool. I'm down for that.
Okay.
Now that I'm thinking about it, if they would have like done a new series, you know, they come out with a new Batman series every few years, but this is a straight continuation.
Yeah,
to Batman the Animated Series. It's just
it's a weird I guess decision to make. Yeah. I think
as long as they don't change the character, they'll be fine. You know, the new voice actor doesn't have to fill the shoes. I think he just has to create his own shoes.
Right.
You know, you don't want to replace what was.
Yeah. Well, yeah, but that's why I'm saying, like, why would you continue the same one that Kevin Conroy acted all throughout, mm-hmm. rather than just make a new one?
Because they got no ideas right now.
I don't know, man. I really don't know how to feel about this.
I feel they should have just made a new series. It's Batman. You can do just about anything with Batman, but you chose to pick up the series again, the same old series that Kevin Conroy voiced. I think it was a weird call. We'll see how it works out.
Yeah, gotta agree with that. We'll see how it goes. Apparently, it's gonna be running on Amazon Prime. It's gonna be an Amazon Prime series.
Okay.
And they were almost set to receive the project this year before it was delayed in 2024 following intense backlash.
So it sounds like we're not the only ones saying it's a weird idea. Step to take.
Yeah, looks like there's no word yet as to when this will be released, but yeah, I'm sure they're working on it and sometime soonish.
My arm's getting tired. I can't believe I was ever that green. This is how you interrogate someone.
Last story of the day is going to be the massive success that the Barbie movie has produced. This, I ain't gonna lie, kind of surprised me.
Mm-hmm.
I heard when the Barbie movie was announced, and, you know, it didn't get my attention. It's just like, whatever, Barbie, cool. Mm-hmm. But I guess when it released, I mean, it released a few weeks after Flash did, which Flash was supposed to be that big, big movie, but, you know, backlash and
controversy.
Ursa Miller.
That movie flopped hard. Flopped flat in its face. But when Barbie and Oppenheimer released, I mean, those two blew up.
Yeah.
Yeah, massively successful. With the success of Barbie comes other stuff. Other older toys from the past are now going to the box office. Thanks, Barbie. Look what you did.
So one of them that I did hear is the Crayola movie, which I did hear about a while back. I didn't look into it. Let's see.
Now,
Crayon movie, my bad. Crayon movie.
They're going to start making the movies or something like that, like the Rock and Sock and Robot, I think. I don't know if we were joking around about Plato, but I think maybe Plato.
Oh, we were just messing around.
On that one? Okay.
I've heard that American Girl, which is a really, really popular line of toys that are supposed to be like your little girl, your daughter goes and she like picks out her best friend or whatever. You can do like outfits.
Yeah.
I know we've talked about Barney, which is a weird take. Hot Wheels, I think.
Oh, yeah. Hot Wheels was one that they were working on. Mm-hmm.
You know, one that I did hear about also, which I thought it was fake, but supposedly I have heard that is in the talks of being made also, is the Magic 8-Ball.
Oh, yeah. We talked about that.
Yeah, that's weird. I mean, they kind of have a horror movie on that already, right?
I have no idea.
I thought they did. It was like, will I live today?
Not today. What about tomorrow? Perhaps. It's like, ask again tomorrow.
they're really running out of ideas, man. Yeah,
they're grasping at straws, just trying to see what's going to stick.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I was going to say that instead of making movies out of these, you know, toys, make
video
documentaries.
Games.
But I mean, that's not. Cool. Yeah, I mean, I enjoy.
Sell, though.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. They're not going to sell, especially not in movie theaters. I would watch something like that, like on Netflix or on Hulu,
yeah,
or whatever, right? Like a streaming service, I would watch that. But in theaters, I mean, yeah, you're right. It's not going to sell.
Yeah.
And I don't know. There's a word for the kind of movie, but like Oppenheimer was based on, you know, the atom bomb, a story behind it, and then at the end, it's kind of like a documentary. I don't remember the word, but like Oppenheimer was a biographical thriller, right? And so, you know, it's kind of like a documentary, but they put more drama, more story, more character building, more, you know, make it more like a movie.
A little bit of zest in it.
Yeah. The O.J. Simpson, they had a, you know, something similar a few years back on Netflix, and it was more story. It was more about the events. It wasn't all about the courtroom. It was about the events and how it happened. And, you know, they put more drama and more story into these things. And, like, I'm not the biggest fan of those kind of films. Like, it really, really depends on the topic, on the main thing that they're covering. But even one of those for a Crayola movie, like, what?
Yeah.
I like the color.
Yeah, it's weird.
My crayons.
You got a crayon?
I had crayons too.
Crayon.
He's dating a crayon.
I think that's all the time we have for the show, guys.
Yeah, I think that is all the time we got.
It's time to close it down.
Please visit us at www.thesfl.com where you can listen to all of our prior episodes. Mm-hmm. You can also check out Bro Etiquette. We go through the bro code. Bro Code 101. See if it works in the modern day. You can also follow us on social media.
You can follow us on Facebook, Instagram, formerly known as Twitter, now X, TikTok, YouTube, Threads. And if you're looking for any outtakes, any bloopers, any behind the scenes kind of stuff, you can check us out on Patreon. If you're on the go, Guns, where can they find us?
You can find us on Spotify, Amazon Music, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Amazon Music, Stitcher, and sweet, sweet Pandora.
Mm-hmm. Little Pandora.
Actually, you know what? Isn't Stitcher shutting down pretty soon here?
They are.
Yeah.
Here pretty soon, at the end of the month.
At the end of the month,
all your stuff out to another streaming service. You don't want to lose your place. You don't want to lose your markers, your playlists, your podcasts. Yeah. You don't want to lose us. You don't want to lose us. Keep us. You want to keep us.
Yeah. Make sure to follow us. Give us a like. Give us a rating. Let us know how we're doing. If you want to shoot us emails, you can email me at hk@thesfiles.com.
You can send me all your fan mail at guns@thesfiles.com.
If you have any comments, questions, suggestions, bogusbird@thesfiles.com. Thank you for listening. Thank you for watching. This is Bogus Bird signing out.
This is Gun signing out.
This is Agent K saying see you later.
Catch you on the next one.
Peace.
Deuces.
So sensitive. No. I'm trying to say it, like, dude. I took some mean,
great, mighty fool
this morning. Oh, you're already recording.
I mean,
they're pretty bad. Like, dude.
Jeez.
Yeah. It slipped my mind. You were already recording, but it's okay. It's already been captured. There's no going back.
Mm-hmm.
I blew that up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I was actually late to work this morning because of that.
Oh,
work. No, it wasn't even mud like butt. It was worse. Yeah. Mm. Yeah, basically.
Mm. Get out the way, get out the way, get out the way. When you were delivering your stuff, you're like, stand up.
Yeah. Legit, that happened to me. Yeah. Like, I just looked right there, like, on the truck. I was like, nope, I'm going to the bathroom. Yeah, it was pretty bad.